Now, if you have to go up to the Children's Hospital at the Royal, you will notice that it's got a little bit of a change of face. It's the UK's first young people's art gallery. It's to be set up in the hospital and it has opened. And the artistic director is Dr. Jenny Elliott. Jenny, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela, and thank you for inviting me onto the programme this morning.
An absolute pleasure. Now, this has been developed by Arts Care, which is Northern Ireland's leading arts in health charity, which I've done some work with in the past, and it's just such a brilliant idea and a brilliant organisation, Jenny. So how does it work?
Well, Arts Care delivers weekly arts workshops into healthcare settings right across Northern Ireland and then to a range of services such as older people's services, younger people's services, mental health services. And this specific project for the Cartwheel 999 Art Gallery was targeted at the most sick and vulnerable young people and children that we have here in Northern Ireland. And our artists would go in there once or twice a week into hospitals across Northern Ireland, respite settings, residential care and hospice settings, and they would engage the children with art, music, drama, performance. And the children themselves have actually requested that they wanted somewhere to show the artwork that they had been developing in these art workshops. So we came up with this idea with the children and the staff to have this fabulous new art space, arts gallery space, located at Belfast Hospital for Sick Children.
And it is, it's a lovely idea that the kids are working and they're getting to see their own work, because when we see parents getting their kids' work home from school or whatever, and it does get put up in pride of place, but quite often it can just be left behind, and it's lovely for them to have an ownership in the work.
Yes, oh, most definitely. And a lot of these young children and young people who are in hospital, we are really targeting the young people who really would have regular visits to hospital. You know, the young girl, Abby, who opened the gallery yesterday, for example, she has been attending hospital since she's been a baby, right up until she's now 13 years old. A lot of these children and young people are not accessing arts activities out in the community because a lot of their time is taken up in waiting, you know, in clinics and wards, etc. So this gallery is particularly targeted so that their voice would actually be heard in through this creative expression. It's absolutely fabulous.
It is, no, it's great. I mean, as you were saying, Abby McConville, 13 years of age from Silverbridge, and she says art just helps take your mind off the scary things that happen in hospital, and I really enjoyed taking part in the exhibition. I like doing messy art and also being very precise with fine markers. I think that's a brilliant description, isn't it?
I know, it certainly is, it certainly is. And this art gallery was actually made possible through partnerships. We have very strong partnerships across Northern Ireland with the Health and Social Care Trusts and also Belfast Harbour and Arts and Business and Children in Need were the key funders on this. So the Arts Council of Northern Ireland support Arts Care and have done now in our 25th anniversary year.
I can't believe it's 25 years.
Yes, I know, 25 years we have been sending our team of artists and clown doctors into hospital settings and healthcare settings across Northern Ireland. So we're well and truly embedded, Pamela, into the heart of healthcare, which is fabulous.
Oh, totally. And this exhibition has a theme. It's Belfast Harbour Skyline.
Yes, yeah. And we decided, really, that was something that the children wanted to work on as well. The theme actually generated from a project that Grainne Keelty and Sally Young are the two artists that were involved and facilitated the project. And they'd been working with an older people's group in Belfast, people with dementia, really. And they have done this most amazing artwork around the skyline in the harbour. And then the theme then was carried through and discussed with the children in the hospital settings. And they thought they would like to further develop that. So it's absolutely a great way of promoting Northern Ireland, because we have all the fabulous sites like the Titanic Museum, etc., the harbour, the big cranes are all on show in these fabulous artworks that the young people have created with Grainne and Sally.
And then, of course, it can be like any exhibition, it can move on to another topic and another subject a few months down the line.
Yeah, well, we're hoping that we'll have at least 3 art exhibitions a year created by the children and the young people across Northern Ireland from different units, from the different trust areas as well. The first one was generated through the Belfast Health and Social Care Trust. So we'll be moving through now to all the other trusts and giving young people and children from across the province just a great opportunity to showcase their artwork in this lovely new space.
And it is lovely for the kids, as I say, to get a sense of involvement and ownership in the hospital, because it is a sad case that, yes, while a lot of kids are in and out within a couple of days, perhaps, there are an awful lot of the children are in the hospital for a long time, like little Abby that you mentioned there, who's been in from a baby and is now 13. She comes in and out. So it is important for them to say, yep, this is where I spend a lot of time and this is what I want to see. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, Pamela, what really has struck me, because we do a lot of work with younger people and increasingly investing arts and health into younger people's services, into mental health services as well, is that we have a lot of very, very courageous young people and children who are in our hospitals and who are dealing on a daily basis with the real challenges of very serious conditions and life-limiting illnesses. And yesterday, whenever I looked at young Abby and the courage of her and her other three young artist friends that were at the exhibition, I just thought, you know, these young people have a right to the arts wherever they are, and they have a right to tell their story, and they have a right to a high-quality standard art exhibition space here in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. There's a young friend of mine called James Baker, who was in the hospital for many, 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 many years, and he still has to go in and out now. But James is now in his 20s. And he, I met him through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he said one of the things that he wanted was to have art lessons. And he's now having his own exhibitions. And that all came from being in the hospital and needing something to do. And his artwork is lovely. So who knows, there could be potential Rembrandts, Picassos or whatever in the hospital as well.
Well, absolutely. And we have found that as our professional artists work with the young people, they begin to dream new dreams, begin to think about how they would like their future to be. Perhaps it's to go to art college, perhaps it's to join a drama group, you know, outside of the hospital setting. And if it doesn't happen in outside of the hospital setting, then we can bring it into the hospital or healthcare or a respite setting. So everything is possible, Pamela, with the arts here now for our young people in Northern Ireland.
And you mentioned there briefly about the clown doctors, which I just find, I mean, no, a lot of kids, some kids do find clowns very scary. But these are nice clowns, and they.
Oh.
it's a good. Just explain what the clown doctors do.
Well, there is such a thing as an international clown doctor methodology, really, and our clown doctors bring fun and laughter into hospital settings maybe once or twice or three times a week across Northern Ireland. They work with the children, really, just using play and imagination. It is a fantastic distraction for the young people. It reduces stress and reduces anxiety. It also supports the families, because parents are sitting for long periods of time, sometimes either in casualty or in the wards, and dealing with very stressful situations in relation to their sick child. And the clown doctors just bring that piece of relief, really, and they are very much appreciated also by the staff. It is, you know, our artists and our clown doctors who are working really at the raw face of healthcare, Pamela, and they are working in very challenging and emotional situations, but the outcomes and the benefits of the arts and health really have huge impact on the young people's and the staff's lives.
As they say, laughter is the best medicine, Jenny.
It certainly is, Pamela.
Jenny, listen, thank you so much indeed. And if you are unfortunate enough to have to be up at the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children, but do have a look around you. And it's Cartwheel 999 is the name of the gallery up there now. Jenny, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
The artistic director there from the new gallery, that's Dr. Jenny Elliott.